C. Water-wise. During a recent speech on potential sources of future conflicts, the UN Secretary General focused on declining freshwater supplies rather than religious or territorial disputes. While in some regions, such as the Middle East, which has only 1% of the world's fresh water, this may seem valid, cross-boundary rivers may actually be encouraging international cooperation there and around the world. The Nile River, which flows through 10 countries and supports 160 million people, is an important example of potential conflict. Use of the Nile by countries such as Ethiopia and Sudan can affect the quantity and quality of water for Egypt, which is downstream. However, a number of treaties have been signed that limit water use by upstream countries in return for financial and technical support from Egypt. In South Asia, India and Pakistan disagree on many issues, but they have maintained a pact over the Indus River and its tributaries for almost 50 years. In West Africa also, the gradual drying up of the Niger River has prompted countries in the region to work together to formulate a rescue plan. While the UN Secretary General may have a point, in some areas, water peace seems more likely than water war.
Questions. Number 15. What point did the UN Secretary General make in his speech? Number 16. What has been one result of water-related cooperation?